Let's talk hidden history now. Charles Fay, our historian for the Wake Up Call, joins us. Charles, good morning to you.
Morning, Mark.
It'll be a bit cold taking the old dog out for a walk this morning, mate. Make sure it doesn't get, stuck to a light pole or anything.
She can wait for a bit.
Yeah, indeed. Hey, we've been talking this week a bit about the Bendigo Mall and Hargraves Mall in Bendigo. The feeling is it's going through a little bit of a regeneration now, which is good, and it has been a bit problematic over the years, particularly in relation to antisocial behaviour. So I thought we'd just touch on that in our hidden history, because it seemed to be around that time that Mals became the in thing, didn't they?
Yeah, I suppose the first proposal for a Mal in Bendigo, I think, is in the proposal to actually build it starts in 1979. But I think there is similar sort of Mals going ahead in lots of provincial towns. I think Ballarat had one. I know Burnie in Tasmania had one, and so they're quite common. I think in a sense their reaction to what was happening in sort of urban development and retail at the time.
What was the general thought behind the idea of changing things to a mall?
Well, in the case of Bendigo, I think there's a feeling in the late 70s. That Bendigo is its retail centre is declining, and I think the problem was that for the Bendigo City Council was that people sort of residents had the inner sector of Bendigo was originally very highly urbanised, had lots of residential accommodation, but in the 1960s and 1970s. Urban development started on the fringes of Bendigo in the shires of Stratfield, say Morong and Huntly, and I think the local traders in the centre of Bendigo saw their trade disappearing, and they are sort of looking for ways to revive it, and a mall was one of those.
So it must have been relatively successful for a while, but then at some point, there was a bit of a decline, wasn't there? And it as I said, it seemed to just attract some unsocial sort of people to it. Not hugely, but enough that it sort of took the gloss off it a tiny bit.
Yeah, I suppose, again, that's a sort of function of the fact that, shopping centres, I mean, the opening of the new marketplace, I think, sort of revitalised that sort of part of the city. And sort of Bendigo in the old area, became quiet. There was no through traffic, and I suppose that made it a sort of a place where young people could congregate.
Yes, indeed.
So do you think that there's a time to revitalise, or is the day of the mall gone, do you think?
Well, I reckon the day of the mall's gone. You just got to... this is my personal view. I'm not an urban planner. I'm just a mere historian. I'd reopen it and turn it into a road again. But
there is certainly some people that say that. I'd sort of argue the other way a bit, though. Like here in the case of the Bendigo Mall, building that new hotel, that's going to bring a lot of people into it. More people creates more vibe. And the more people that are around, it seems to dissipate the even if it's a small antisocial element, and it can, I think, regenerate. Maybe outdoor cafes and that sort of stuff. And we certainly have the climate for that.
Yeah, and I think another way to sort of to help to regenerate it, and I think it's happening a bit, is sort of people relocating to the centre of the city again. I mean, you've got a few of the old sort of warehouses have been turned into flats. And I think that's one way, or not flats, but into apartments.
Yes.
And sort of more apartment building would revitalise that part of town, I think. Because, it's wonderful if you're living in that part of town. As you say, there's a new hotel, there's a new art complex. There's been the massive revitalisation of View Street. So, for people who don't want to have large backyards, who want to be close to the railway station, rebuilding the centre of the city with apartments would be a way to help revitalise that area, I think.
I think that's on the cards. That's definitely the City of Greater Bendigo's plan to make it so everyone can walk to work if they need to and be close to the city. So it could be on the cards. It gets a big boost.
Yeah, and of course, the GovHub building, it's going to bring hundreds of people in there during the day to get into the city. So, there's certainly... but I guess we're not unique in that a lot of Maoris around the place have gone through the same sort of situation, Charles, in closing.
Yeah. I just don't know. Is the one at Ballarat still open or has that been closed?
Yeah, no, that's still open as well. Yeah, and I guess, look, final question, without notice, and you may not know this one or not, but do we have any idea why we became a Mal and 99.9% of the others are Mauls? I'll take that as a no.
I could be cruel and say that Bendigonians don't know the Queen's English.
Yeah, but...
Them's
fighting words with Steve.
No, I think, and this is only a theory, that the Mao is the thing that runs up to the Buckingham Palace, which presumably all were named after, and Pall Mall, which is just down the road. And we've got a Pall Mall here in Bendigo, so maybe they took the pronunciation of that, and so the Hargreaves Mall became a Mall rather than a Mall. That's my theory.
I'm prepared to, Steve, I think that's a much better explanation than mine.
Very good.
And again, I mean, as a historian, I can see there was a large number of sort of Londoners who came to Bendigo for the goldfields, so that pronunciation... Yeah. Obviously, you know, may have come from there.
Fair enough. Hey, Charles, always good to chat. We'll do so again next week. Thank you.
Okay, catch you.
Cheers. Charles Fay, Hidden History.